Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Baskin and Phelps, we start off the 1 o'clock hour this Friday on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, and we will talk to our good friend Tim May right here in just a moment with all kinds of stuff going on in Columbus as we keep our eyes on NCAA basketball that's being played at Nationwide Arena. Plus, we'll dive into a little bit of Ohio State football here while we have him on the line. It's hard not to, and of course, he is an avid golfer. We could also talk race cars with him, too, if you wanted to. He is a potpourri of knowledge when it comes to all kinds of sports, and that's why Tim's our guy, right?
I'm good with that.
You sure you're good with it?
Absolutely. I love Tim.
I wonder how much he's sitting around right now.
Tim's from Southeast Texas, man. That's all you need to know.
Oh, maybe. And then maybe give us a little insight, too, on what's going to happen here in the NFL as we get towards the draft, too. So Tim May is going to join us here in a second before you do this, though.
When you need an inside look at how Cleveland and the rest of the NBA handling the stretch run this season, trust Mike Fratello. I'll be there with him. Subscribe to Basketball Gold at 92.3thefan.com or the free Odyssey app. Recording another one this afternoon.
That's gold, Jerry, gold.
You know, I do have a second here while we're waiting for Tim, too, to talk about the Cavs as they do have a little stretch run here, getting back on the floor. I don't just your thoughts on this weekend and where the Cavs are right now and where they're heading in this thing, is because we're getting closer to the playoffs by the moment.
Well, I'd love to say crank it up and find a couple of other guys who are going to help you in the playoffs, but I think it's real clear with the way that JB has coached this team this year, with the way that certain players have not elevated their game to become guys who are going to help them significantly down the stretch. I would say that the Cavs will go as far in the postseason as Donovan Mitchell takes them.
I'm wondering, too, about this bench because we haven't seen a whole lot of it. And it's not suddenly going to appear when the playoffs start.
You have Caris LeVert, and then you have question marks.
All right, let's get back to the Cavs here in a second. Now let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, and we bring in super friend Tim May. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Tim.
Pretty good. I want to ask y'all, though, from y'all's vantage point, what is it like to go to the hotline and there not be no heat? You know what I mean? Because obviously your producer tried to call me a couple times, and I was trying to get off another call, and I'm just wondering. Uh-huh. I don't like to leave hotlines cold. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. Luckily, we have a number of things we can talk about. How are things? Let me just start right here with Columbus right now, because we're watching, this future Big Ten matchup between Michigan State and USC. To me, it's weird as I watch this NCAA basketball tournament and watching UCLA and USC thinking that they're going to be in the Big Ten.
Yeah, it is weird, but, I grew up in East Texas, well, Alabama and then East Texas, and when I was growing up, one of the great rivalries in the Southwest Conference was Texas versus Arkansas, Texas and Oklahoma hated each other. There's no way they would be buddies, in a conference because they hated each other. And then they end up in the Big 12. And, my point is things are always changing in college, in the college ranks. We just sort of sometimes float around thinking a status quo. It's hardly ever been status quo except for maybe, quite a few years in the Big Ten, but the Southeastern Conference has always been changing. The Big, the Big 12 when I was growing up was the Big Eight. You know what I mean? And the Pac 12 was the Pac Eight, And so it is what it is, brothers. I've learned to just go with the flow. And if I guess, quote, more intelligent, end quote, people than me think that USC and UCLA being added to the Big Ten is going to work and be gangbusters for all concerned, then have at it. Was that a longer answer than you wanted?
No, it was
a good answer. Earlier in the show, we talked about kind of the state of college basketball, and I said I miss the days where you could root for a team rather than a school. You know, and with the top players leaving after a short period of time and everything else, and the one that always sticks in my head is Phi Slamma Jamma. But think about some of the great Georgetown teams. You know, you had Patrick
UCLA. Hill.
Yeah, exactly. And I miss that about college basketball. It's not coming back. And you just said the words, I think you just kind of have to go with the flow on this. But I think it's hurt that product, Tim. I really like those
absolutely.
Days.
Absolutely. I don't think there's any doubt it's hurt the product. And that's why you'll occasionally see what happened, for example, yesterday, you know, with Princeton. Those guys are all lifers, you know, at Princeton. And, you're going against who did they upset? I can't even remember now.
Arizona.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the one and duns and the two and duns and stuff, you're literally cobbling together a basketball team from one year to the next, like with, Ohio State the last several years and just right on down the line. And I really, truly believe it hurts you from a fan standpoint. I mean, how do you even get to know a guy before, you know, he's gone and now he falls into the avalanche or the snowbank that is the NBA, where just, you know, above average players leave early and go and try to make a living. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm like you. I grew up in that era, and I don't pine necessarily for the old days, but there's something to be said for when I was growing up, I was a big Green Bay Packers fan because their quarterback was from Alabama, Bart Starr. And I really, you know, that's how I became a Packers fan living in West Alabama, because number one, we didn't have NFL football anywhere near us there. But number two, you rooted for these guys because they stayed pretty much on the same team the whole time. Just like in college football, Joe Namath came in, was a freshman, couldn't play, and in 62, 63, 64 became the starter. And I knew all about him and everything. But you know, it's like after that freshman year, now if he doesn't get looked at to play, you know, back then you couldn't play as a freshman. But now the guy may get up and leave and go to the rival school. You know, I mean, I don't know how fans are really making sense of a lot of this. I mean, it's difficult to keep a college football team together anymore. At least I don't know. This is going to be interesting looking back 10 years from now and seeing how all of this is affecting the fandom, so to speak.
I just wonder when the next TV contract rolls around for the NCAA tournament, what it's going to be worth. And I do think that gambling, though, is driving a lot of this stuff now, and it's driving it in a way where now you can kind of see it and it's out in the open and you can kind of digest it.
Yeah, but it's driving it to a certain extent anyway, because, you know, I mean, brackets are gambling. You know?
Right. No, I mean, totally agree with you, Tim.
Paying,
yeah.
I mean, it's been driving it for decades. I mean, decades now. I mean,
it's,
you know,
just
and,
it, with the brackets, though, it always seemed like it was different because most of the time you're doing it with friends and the house isn't keeping the money. That's why.
Right. Yeah. Right. And exactly. But it is, you know, you were still rooting for your bracket to win, which meant you were gambling. Who knows? I mean, you know, people have been wagering on, obviously, sports for a long time, both legally and illegally. But now that you can, like my son is a assistant manager of a bar restaurant in town. One of my sons is, and they, you know, you can go in there and put wagers on, you know, these games right now and stuff, because that was one of the deals when they brought legalized sports gambling to Ohio. It wouldn't just be in the casinos, you know, in the sports books. And it's really odd that you used to be all you could play was Keno, you know.
Right.
But I don't know how much that's going to affect it. What it does do, it adds an intensity, sometimes maybe unhealthy intensity for people, quote, rooting, end quote, for certain games or certain situations. And, you know, it's, you cost me money. You know what I mean?
Right.
If, you know, if like, you know, Noah Ruggles misses that field goal at the end of the Georgia game, you know, Ohio State Georgia game. I mean, you know, yeah, people, a lot of people are upset, but were they upset for, quote, the right reasons or the wrong reasons? You know what I mean?
I hear you. Hey, what's,
I mean,
the,
that's just what it is. Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you, what's the buzz in Columbus for the first round being there right now with Ohio State being out?
I don't know. I think it's pretty good because, you know, I still think the NCAA tournament's a really nice product from the standpoint of bringing teams together that don't normally play. Like you talked about, you know, Michigan State and USC are going to normally play from here on out. But I think it's always interesting. It always adds buzz, you know, from the standpoint of downtown and that downtown area. I'm not covering it, so I'm not down there. But I've covered, back when I was a, quote, newspaper writer, end quote, I covered a couple of those, and including the women's Final Four, which was in Columbus, and it was cool as heck. So I'm sure the buzz is nice in that that arena area. And you know, and here's the thing: when you put teams together, what is it, eight teams in a town where people have like 4 or 5 days maybe to get there or to make travel arrangements, you're not going to always have packed crowds. But I think the locals, for the most part, do a pretty good job of making up a lot of the difference in terms of the crowd impact.
Tim, I want to throw a football question at you here real quick before we let you go.
Is this a deep out, or is it a post route, or is it a deep dig?
Nah, it's more of a skinny post. How's that sound?
Oh, skinny post. Okay. All right. That means I'm tight end.
Right, I was just trying to. Of course, it's tight end. You talk to me, you know I'd always be calling stuff for the tight end. So
I don't know. Ohio State runs a skinny post with a flanker. He comes across and all of a sudden cuts the skinny post. So go ahead now.
I hear you. All right. So, but we've been talking about free agency all week, right? And we're talking about quarterbacks and, you know, and Aaron Rodgers' name keeps coming up with the Jets and all this stuff. But I'm looking at the draft. I'm looking at Bryce Young. I'm looking at C.J. Stroud. Right? What is a fair thing if you're getting picked 1-2? Like, do we put too much pressure on these guys to be starting day one? Way too much?
Well, number one, no. From the standpoint of how much money you're paying them and how much importance you have put on them being part of your, being the savior for your program, franchise. Your franchise. No, you know, we could debate this forever about whether it's better for a pro quarterback to sit a year and basically get a feel for the different speed of the game and what's going on. And speed of the game, I'm not just talking about the guys running, but how quickly you have to make decisions, how quickly you have to deal with all aspects of the professional game that aren't there in the college game. So, but no, I mean, you're paying that guy that much money. It's kind of like you bring in a new lead singer for, you know, what, Journey, you know.
Right. They're not, but he sounds him, just like Stephen Perry.
Yeah, exactly. But they're not going to let him sit on in the wings for like a year, you know, to make sure he knows what he's doing. You stick him out front and see what happens. And I think that's, you have to almost do that. I think from a fiduciary standpoint or financial standpoint, you have to do that. But it's unfair because, you know, the guys we're talking about there are possibly going to be going to teams that have a lot more problems than just a quarterback, which means like Justin Fields. You know, if you can't run really fast, you're probably going to get beat up a little bit. You know, we saw it with the Browns, you know, with Tim Couch and right on down the line. Tim Couch was a very talented passing quarterback who got beat up. David Carr was extremely talented. He was the first player picked by the Houston Texans, a French expansion team. And, you know, just like the Browns were an expansion team, people forget that, you know. You pay the price, both. The player pays the price and the franchise pays the price, because by the time you assemble a team around him, maybe, you know, you've beaten him up and he's no longer the guy you thought he was going to be. So it's a real conundrum in my opinion, but they need to play. The fans want to see them play. Let's put it, you know, and it's all about putting fannies in seats, whether they be in the stadium or in front of television sets.
That's a good point. Tim May, have a outstanding weekend.
I thought we were going to talk about golf bifurcation.
We're going to pop in that next time. But we're going to bring that in up next time. I want to make sure we hit
you
that.
You got it. I love that word because I've got a good takeoff from it. But I'll save that for next time.
Save it. All right, Tim. We'll talk to you soon.
This was as serious a conversation I've ever had on this channel.
I know.
And I don't like it.
I'll tell the boss. How's that sound? Sounds good to me. All right, Tim. Thanks, man. We appreciate you. Thank you, Timmy.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, he is Tim May. We always just a super friend of the show. And he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.